Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We are talking to Stafford County this morning, the Public Works Department, and we welcome back to the program Public Works Department Director Jason Towery is here, and he's brought some friends with him this year. We'll introduce them in just a second, but Jason, welcome back.
Thank you for having us back. Pleasure to be here.
Good to have you here. When we talked last summer, that I think we talked the last time, the pollen didn't affect my voice like it has today, so I apologize for that. When you first came in last year, we talked about a reorganization of the department, and a pretty big reorganization. How's that all gone?
It's been actually very productive. We found a lot of interesting crossovers, as we talked about last year. We had two separate departments previously, the Department of Public Works and the Department of Utilities. Utilities is really focused on the water and wastewater systems, and Public Works kind of covers a lot of other areas between transportation and stormwater and building construction. So there's a lot of natural crossover points between them, and we're here today to talk a little bit about stormwater and wastewater and some of the crossover points there.
Boy, when you go to the Stafford County website and you see what all that is entailed with Public Works, my first thought of just looking in just to some of the areas you've talked about, just even one or two of those are a lot. To put it all together, I'm sure has been a big adjustment for everybody.
It has. It's been a big adjustment, but we found again a lot of very good points of productivity between our team. So one of the things, for instance, is we're able to catch things within our own building permit process now that we didn't catch before, or where we have good opportunities for crossovers between some of our utility work that we do and some of our stormwater work that we do. There's just been a lot of good natural things that have come out of it. And then on the capital construction side, we've also seen a lot of great opportunities with, where we're going through and doing road improvements to go ahead and do some utility improvements at the same time and save taxpayer dollars.
Well, and I've seen with local government so often, especially with these areas, because they're separate, it gets to the board or the planning commission or gets to the point of approval, and something's been missed. And it seems like this by having this kind of a setup, you eliminate that.
Yeah, I think that's been one of the big advantages. When we sit around a table, we've got multiple different team members now who are all looking at the same project or the same problem or the same circumstance from, you know, each other's point of view, and it's a good opportunity to learn about what other folks do within the county, but it's also a good opportunity to kind of catch some of those things that sometimes wouldn't have been caught before.
Well, and as much growth is going on right now in Stafford, you really have to be busy.
Oh yeah, it's been it has been very busy on multiple fronts, from all the new water and sewer accounts that are constantly growing to all of the stormwater BMPs that are constantly going on. So, you know, and I think we talked about this a little bit last time. One of the challenges is we have a lot of older infrastructure too. Mm-hmm. We're constantly working to make upgrades and maintain systems that are 50, 60 years old in some cases. And then we have new systems right down the street from them. So it keeps us hopping.
You mentioned that just last week. I was talking about I saw Doug Foss at the city, used to be the city public works director, and we were talking just about the infrastructure in the city. We don't think about the age on some of these things, but everybody's, I guess, is dealing with that.
Yes, it's definitely something. And of course, we work with the city and the county of Spotsylvania and our other surrounding peers on solutions to these kinds of situations all the time. It's constant and ongoing. We've got a lot of folks who have worked with this stuff, not only here but in other parts of the country, and it's the same problem over and over again with, in a lot of cases, old deteriorating pipes that are just crumbling, beneath our feet, but we've got some really good innovative technologies out there that we've gotten into. We've got a lot of folks who are spending a lot of time looking into these things, and we're pretty excited about some of the opportunities we've found with this merger and just really making some good progress.
When we talk about growth, I'll never forget, you gave an illustration just about last year about just the, I think it was the water and sewer, mm-hmm. and just the growth in Stafford, that you could do a pipeline from here to Richmond.
Yeah.
Described, you know, how much growth and you know, that, right. to me, that was just a really great illustration that shows you, you know, how much work is being done and a lot of it underground that we don't see.
That's right. Yeah, we've, I think the illustration we talked about there was over the previous 5 years, and this has actually been pretty consistent. I think we said we had a little over 100 miles of new pipe, which was enough to go down to Richmond and back.
Yeah.
And that was just in 5 years. Last night we were in front of the board talking a little bit about some proposed water and sewer changes, and one of the illustrations that was brought up was, I believe it was a new foot of pipe every 2 to 3 minutes that had happened just over the last 6 months. Hmm. So a lot of significant growth, always ongoing in the county right now.
And a lot of the, like you say, that we don't see, that it's under our feet, but when you get up in the morning, you want to make sure it's there and working.
That's right, absolutely.
You brought a couple of people that you work with. I'll let you introduce them, and we'll talk to them too.
Sure, yeah. So we have two very important team members here with us today. John Brendel, he is with our pretreatment program. So one of the things that John focuses on is everything that comes into the wastewater lines, of course, we deal with in some way or another, whether in our pump stations or at our wastewater treatment plants. So John has been brings a wealth of experience to us that we're working on monitoring what's coming into the system and making sure that it's appropriate material. And then Scott Ray is with our stormwater team. The stormwater team covers a few different areas, but one of the big areas that we're always helping out folks in is when they have complaints or issues, if they have a culvert that's blocked or a ditch in their yard that's not flowing properly. But we also work with the development community a lot in enforcing state regulations. So they're both here this morning to talk with us about those things and share some updates.
Boy, Scott, as much rain as we've gotten in recent weeks, or you know, in the past year or so, that, I guess, boy, that's something I'm sure that you deal with. I mean, every storm that comes through now seems to be they seem to get worse and worse.
And you can look at some of the scientific information that's suggesting that they are getting worse in intensity and duration and frequency, and just the. It's not just a sprinkle, they're frog chokers. We're getting some heavy rain events. And sometimes our ditches and channels are not adequate to convey it, and it alarms folks. And it is alarming because over the past year, when we had in excess of 60 inches of rain over the year, those were some pretty significant events. And unfortunately, we saw some traumatic experiences with folks in their basement situations, whether it's coming in from groundwater seeping in through the seams in the concrete, or whether it's coming in through the walkouts, had some circumstances. But today we hope that we're able to convey some mechanisms or preventive maintenance that folks can do on their property.
I'm looking forward to that because I've had issues myself, and I know there are things. John, I'm looking forward to hearing from you just because I'm sure you have some really interesting stories about and in the area that you cover.
I mean, we've definitely seen some interesting things at the wastewater plants, that's for sure.
And just the things that go in, and just a lot of it we assume is common sense. And then someone like you shows up and talks about what you deal with, and you see it's not so common sense.
Right, yeah, we're going to like to take every opportunity we can to, you know, talk to the residents of Stafford and see what we can do to make sure we're keeping our sewer system as healthy as possible.
And we'll do that when we come back. We are talking to Public Works in Stafford County. Jason Towery is here, Scott Ray is here, and John Brendel is here. Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff this morning. We're talking Stafford County Public Works and really a lot of, I think we're going to get into a lot of things that are just really useful for all of us, no matter where you live. Jason Towery, the Public Works Director in the county, is here along with Scott Ray and John Brindle, also with Public Works. John, we'll start off with you. And we were just talking about the sewer system. I guess one of the things to keep a healthy sewer system, you can't put certain things in.
Yeah, that's right. The toilets and the kitchen sinks are not trash cans. That's the kind of one of the main messages we'd like to get across.
And unfortunately, that happens all the time. I'll be over at people's house, and sometimes I'll see people put things in, and it's just like, I don't think you should be doing that.
Yeah, anything that can't be naturally broke down basically by sitting in water shouldn't go into the sewer pipes.
That's interesting. I mean, that's a good thing to kind of hold on to, if it, you know, the whole water and disintegration thing.
Yep, anything that's biodegradable is what we like to focus on. And then one of our main issues along with that is something called fog, which is fats, oils, and grease. And it's one of the primary focuses for us as well as, you know, wastewater departments throughout the country. About half of the sewer blockages end up coming from a direct result of fog-related issues. And this is people pouring, whether it's cooking oil or bacon grease, whatever it is, the best thing to do is always to can that and recycle it if you can, throw it away if you have to. But down the sink and in the toilet is definitely not where the oil and grease ought to be going.
I've had a little bit of experience in this. Well, first of all, I always think of, you know, not wanting to put the fats and the grease and that kind of thing because it'll affect your pipe. I'd say it's right around the sink, and I've had that happen. But I never thought that if it when it does get unclogged there or moves down and it gets into your system, that's just as bad.
Absolutely, and especially over time. And Jason mentioned kind of our aging infrastructure. That we'll have areas where you know, either people have been living for quite a while, or I'll have restaurants on the lines that might not be doing everything exactly up to par. That it just builds up over time, and it ends up forming these they call them fatbergs, but they're these, you know, big blocks of, you know, fat and grease and baby wipes and whatever else has been flushed down the sewer, then kind of all collects together. And if there's enough of it, it just takes that one extra piece to come by, and then you have a total blockage. And, you know, those can be very costly, not only for the county to repair the lines, but also for the private residences. That if you're everything that's beyond the sewer line is privately maintained. So if there's a blockage in that end of the pipe, then that's on either the business owner or the homeowner to make those repairs. And, you know, nobody wants sewage backing up into their home or business.
No, but you hear it. You see instances of it happening all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've had, you know, several blockages throughout the county, and it's an ongoing issue. We have guys who are literally out there working day and night to try to keep these lines as clean and clear as possible. But it's an uphill battle that, unfortunately, we're losing right now.
And I guess it's so easy, especially the baby wipes kind of thing. Just throw it away, but a lot of people don't.
Well, the baby wipes and the, you know, air quote, flushable wipes are kind of a new issue that we've definitely been dealing with. That, you know, kind of like we talked about, things being biodegradable. And even if something's labeled as flushable, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to instantly break down, and doesn't mean it's going to break down before it, you know, causes an issue down the line. But that's something, you know, adding to these fatbergs that we're seeing, you know, all over the place is these flushable wipes and baby wipes going down there. And essentially in the sewer system, they act just like a cloth rag. And those are, you know, they're binding up our cleaning equipment and causing a lot of blockages all across the county.
And like you say, to sometimes to fix these things, whether it's the homeowner or the county, it's a big problem.
Absolutely, yeah. We have our jetter trucks that'll go in and they'll blow it out as best they can. But when we have our vacuum trucks that'll go in and suck it out when we can get to those. Mm-hmm. But essentially, everything that goes into the sewer is going to end up down at the wastewater plant at some point.
And I'll say too that, you know, a lot of these products also end up in our pump stations. Every morning we have crews that go around and they do something called deragging the pumps. And what that basically is somebody has to go in, stop the pump, and pull out certain things that get stuck in the pump to ensure that the wastewater pump stations don't overflow. So there's a number of products between baby wipes, feminine products, other things that are pulled out of these pumps and out of these systems. So to John's original point, if it doesn't biodegrade naturally, don't flush it down the toilet, please.
And so you said that they have to go and do that every day.
Every day. There's a number of pump stations around the county that we keep on the list, and they have to turn the pumps off temporarily and clean the pumps out of all the debris that gets stuck in them.
Boy, John, that's a good point of where, you know, you may be doing it and think it's just me. You know, I can do this. It's not a problem. But if you're not the only one, you're going to cause a problem for yourself. You may cause a problem for yourself, but there's more than just you doing it, obviously.
Absolutely, yeah. Once, you know, everyone kind of having that mentality is what's led to a lot of these blockages. And it's not necessarily in the main lines all the time. It can be, you know, a small residential line that only has a couple houses on it, or it can be, you know, one of our major intersections, and that's when we have the big issues.
Well, and this is the kind of thing, I guess, that families do need to talk about and, you know, have a plan for how you're going to dispose of these things, not just, you know, flush it away.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's definitely – and there's a lot of sort of myths out there about what can and can't go in the sewer and what can be done with it. You know, a lot of people just don't necessarily have the right information, and that if, you know, using hot water to flush the grease or, you know, chasing it with dish soap or something like that, although it might move the problem down the line a couple feet, it's definitely not getting rid of the issue.
That's interesting because I've used the hot water. I've poured things down and I've used the hot water thinking that'll take care of it.
Yeah, it will. I mean, hot water will melt the grease and fat, but then you're breaking it down and just moving it a little bit further down the sewer line. So it eventually always has to get dealt with one way or the other. And then another big thing we're working on is getting out to our commercial customers as well. And I'm going to be personally going out to a lot of the restaurants in the county. We're going to kind of focus area by area, and we're going to be doing a big fog initiative where we're going to be asking our food service establishments, so mostly just the kitchens and restaurants, to fill out a questionnaire about kind of their food use and what kind of equipment they have on site, and as well as, you know, kind of how busy the restaurant is. And this will allow us to kind of get some focus areas where we can hopefully get ahead of some of these issues. And then also some general just best management practices for how, you know, we can really deal with this grease problem.
Well, and I think a lot of people would appreciate that because, I mean, you know, you deal with the first couple of myths there. And I'm thinking, boy, I've done that and I've thought that. In a lot of ways, it's just information we don't know.
Absolutely. Yeah, our primary focus right now is just getting education out for both the residential customers as well as the businesses.
You talked about the hot water and the dish soap that's not gonna save you. Any other myths out there that would be helpful to us?
Well, a common one I've seen is that people seem to think that the kitchen sink and the toilet aren't necessarily connected. That you know, they think that they're not supposed to, you know, pour the grease down the kitchen sink and then they'll go dump it down the toilet, and it's, you know, eventually it ends up being the exact same pipe. We've seen there are some other sort of just general practice ones where we can, you know, catch the grease before it goes in. Garbage disposals are mm-hmm. another big one as well. That you know, people think that if you go in and grind it all up, that, you know, then it doesn't cause an issue.
Doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah, it may not be as big of an issue, but then that food sediment and hard pieces coming through the lines end up causing just as much clogs.
Yeah, well, generally speaking, it's just as easy to scrape, you know, the additional leftovers into the trash can as
right.
it would be down the drain. But it is convenient. But at the end of the day, a lot of folks don't realize that adds time for our crews, that adds maintenance for our equipment, that adds chemicals that we need to treat, and ultimately that comes out in the in any water and sewer bills that we end up having. So it is eventually something that, that catches up with us.
Yeah, no, it's Jason, that's a great point, that ultimately you do need to think about the system as a whole, or just your own house, because you know, I've had friends that have had problems and have had to dig up their yard and pay a pretty good fee to get everything taken care of. So it's good to learn these kind of things.
Yeah, it's absolutely not cheap once an issue is actually found. It's a lot better for you know, the entire community if we can get ahead of these problems and prevent them from happening.
I know in my case, my wife had told me over and over, don't be doing this. And then she starts noticing that the drain's not working quite as well. And I had no way out. And so I don't do that anymore. But that's great information. Anything else that we've missed here that as we've covered this topic?
And sort of just to your last point, if you are kind of getting that slow running drain, chemical drain cleaners are one of the almost worst things to use on both your household system and then as they come down to the sewer as well. As we talked about, that kind of just, it breaks up the issue and moves it down the line. But then especially for PVC piping or any type of metal or copper as well, it'll just sit in those U-traps and eat up that pipeline. So if you do have a clog, my best recommendation would be to call a professional.
Okay. Boy, good information. And as we talk about this kind of stuff, John, you think about just with the growth in Stafford County, a lot of this always goes back to growth. And, you know, Jason mentioned, you know, having to clean things out in some areas every morning. It's just the volume now is I guess, would be a concern.
Absolutely. There is more and more coming in every day, and we are doing our best to try to manage it. I would say that the growth areas, and there's always different ways to deal with the new areas and the expansion, but at least from my short experience with the county, I would say that our biggest issues, kind of what Jason was mentioning earlier, that are some of our older areas and the aging infrastructure tends to have a little bit more issue in it, where something's, you know, maybe you have grease and other things that have been put in the line for 20 years that haven't necessarily been paid attention to. So that then ends up, those are those areas that you end up getting the backups and overflows.
Well, I'm sure you have pictures and you have seen things that I just would not even want to know about. I can't imagine some of the stuff that you've seen over the years.
Well, I'm actually fairly new to the county. I came from private business and came over in January to help start this pretreatment program so we can try to get ahead of some of these things. I have heard some good stories, though. You know, anything that'll fit down the pipe has been flushed at one point or another. I think the fish and animals are from the wastewater plant guys are some of the more interesting ones from my end. But they said they've seen a lot of money has come through the lines, as well as toys and, you know, all types of plastic. Yeah. And it really is anything that can fit down that pipe, somebody will flush.
Well, thank you for what you're doing and getting the information out. We'll have to stay in touch and do more of these kind of shows, just because that really is good practical information that we all need to know.
Yeah, John said earlier that we were kind of felt like maybe we were losing the battle, and I really feel with John's addition to our team here over the last year, we're at a turning point. We're excited, but we are here to ask for everybody's help.
Yeah, Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. John Brindle, Scott Ray, Jason Towery here from Stafford County Public Works. When we come back, we will talk about stormwater and runoff and things like that. On News Talk 1230 WFVA, it's now 8:32.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. Stafford County Public Works are our focus this morning. Great, just really practical stuff this morning. Scott Ray here, John Brindle here, and Jason Towery here from Public Works in Stafford County. Scott, as far as we talked just a few minutes ago when we introduced you, just about stormwater, I would guess in the last year and a half, couple of years, things have just really gotten interesting for you.
Things have gotten interesting, especially this past 2018 with record-setting rainfalls. I've been called out on numerous sites, and whether it's the VDOT curb system, we talked to John a few minutes ago about sanitary sewers. We also have storm sewers. They go to separate places, but the storm sewers still have an opportunity for collecting. As recently as last year, I saw street signs and they cause blockages. And so street signs prevent a little bit of water flow as the water collects up. Then we have sand applied for the icy snow conditions. That gets into our systems and then backs up by the settling water. So it's not difficult to have a clog occur pretty quickly, even in our maintained road systems.
We were talking off air just a few minutes ago. Where I live really at the bottom of my subdivision. So I have all the rain coming down, and I see instances where people will put off fences and it'll get diverted in areas. I deal with one fence with a neighbor, and it's diverted to my front yard from the backyard is the way it goes. I mean, there are a lot of things that you can do on your property that can make it pretty bad even for yourself.
There's a lot of things that we can do intentionally or unintentionally. Fences are just one aspect that we see pretty regularly. Fences, people want to keep their dogs in, and when they apply the board-on-board fence and they want to apply it right down to the grass level, that obstructs flow. Often our yards are graded to where they have swales or parabolic ditches in the backyard, and they put the fence in. That can, as wood gets wet, sometimes it can expand. We think that, we put a quarter-inch gap in there, it's going to allow the water to pass. Not necessarily the case. We advise routinely that folks would keep several inches, 2 to 4 inches at the base of the fence. Yes, that appears like the dog could get out, but they have screen wire or other aspects that people can install below the fence to allow the water to pass. There are proprietary products that people can put down. So we can keep Fido in and let the rainwater go through. As the rainwater backs up into, say, in a bunch of townhomes, it can back up onto your neighbors and get into their lower floor elevation. Yeah. So we're very concerned about how people manage that and speak to people regularly about how they can prevent it.
And I guess whether it's a fence or just any part of your yard, I mean, this is something that you want to keep track of. You don't just install it and then walk away. This is something you always need to, I guess, be aware of.
It is routine maintenance. We went out to visit a property, and he said, well, I just cleaned out all the pine tags from my fence, and we walked around to the backyard, and there they were again. As the rainwater flows downhill, it collects up the debris and the leaf litter that's out there, and it takes it down to the lowest point. And so if we're not vigilant about it, if we don't do a diligence of policing our yards, it can accumulate. Just as we cut grass weekly or you have a landscaping company come help out, add something else to the list. It's preventive maintenance. It's a good idea.
Well, and just with, as we talked about earlier, just the size of these storms make it to really you have to. But the pine needles, even if you've cleaned out yours, you can have a storm and it brings more into your yard. It's almost a daily kind of thing.
It's a daily thing. We can take care of our yards. We get one of these heavy rains, heavy winds, and our neighbors' leaves, whether they're in the trees or in their yards, end up in our yards. I had a call recently from a resident that wanted us to come and bring a camera so I can show you how bad the problem is. My neighbor's leaves are coming in my yard. Those are civil issues between property owners. We're not in a position to regulate leaf litter from adjacent properties. So it's a good neighbor kind of thing. I'm going to manage my yard so it doesn't affect somebody else, and we'd like to think that they're going to manage their yard so it doesn't affect us.
As we talk about just runoff and all, runoff, I guess, also affects when we talk about things like septic tanks.
Runoff can affect septic tanks, particularly if there happens to be a crack in a tank. We can have maintenance issues. A lot of the tanks that are in the ground right now, before we had sanitary sewer extended out to all the houses, a lot of the houses have septic tanks, and just with birthdays, those things can deteriorate. Concrete can rot in some cases. And so if we get rainwater into our systems, that can affect perhaps the composition of bacteria that we have going in there. I think most of the time when we see our failures, it comes, as John indicated, from people dumping grease down. There's a health to that septic system. There's a balance that's going on with the bacterial decomposition that allows the water to go into our drain field and the effluent water to go into our drain field, the solids to settle out. Stafford now has an initiative, an ongoing initiative. Every year we reach out to a fifth of our locality. We break the county down. We have about 11,500 systems that we are familiar with. We break it down to about 2,500 to 3,000 mailings every year, send that out to people, reminding them that it's a requirement of the state. It's a state mandated requirement that Stafford advise them to pump their systems every 5 years. And that promotes the health. At the time of pumping, they can do an inspection and they can assess, wow, there's a lot of accumulation in here, or this is really clear as perhaps there's a leak in the system. So maintenance is important, and pumping it out every 5 years is a state requirement and good maintenance.
And if you are in an area with a septic, if you've got a septic tank, just that kind of maintenance, I mean, to try to prolong the system, you don't want to have to septic systems and fields and all of that. That's a pretty expensive proposition.
It is an expensive proposition. Stafford County has a lot of clay soils, and a lot of the conventional systems, the gravity flow conventional systems that we see that are in sandy soils, that land is limited. Now we're building out into these clay soils, so now we're having engineered systems. These are unconventional. They're engineered with specific media, and if we're putting foreign materials in there that they're not particularly designed for, then you're going to compromise it. And systems that used to cost $5,000 to install can be anywhere from $35,000 to $50,000 to install. And you don't want to wreck your car, and you don't want to wreck your drain field.
No, you certainly don't. I just thought of that. That's a lot of money to be pouring into that. And the other thing is, you know, we in talking with John a little bit earlier, you know, so you may be creating a problem if you're doing what you shouldn't do for the county system, and it may be if it's up by your house, your own. But if it's a septic problem and I call you and just say, I've got a problem, you're going to say, well, you might want to check this and this, but we can't really help you.
Stafford County does not have any programs where we invest the public tax dollars onto private properties. And so it is important that people are mindful that they do have a septic system, and they can go online. There's lots of advice that's online about how to manage your system, and there are filters that can be put in line on your systems before it goes out in your drain field. And so you have an opportunity to install this filter that will take out any debris that people might be emptying in there, as well as the floating. There's a sludge scum distribution in your tank, and the scum is the fats, oil, greases that accumulate. And if you're able to prevent them from getting in your drain lines, you've completed a good portion of the maintenance.
Well, it's got the other thing is that, you know, a lot of you may move to the county and not pay attention to this kind of thing and figure, well, Stafford County, you know, I live in a metropolitan area. There are still a lot of rural areas in Spotsylvania and Stafford where you're dealing with, you're not on county water and sewer.
There's a lot of subdivisions that are out there that you would imagine would be on a on the public utility sanitary sewer system and the public water supply. But if you see a concrete crock, it could either be a surface well or it could be the clean out for your septic tank. We buy property, we're eager to get in the house and change out the cabinets, and we don't pay attention to all the paperwork that we just signed that said you have a septic tank out there.
I think the key here is for awareness for everybody, really to be aware of, as a property owner and as a citizen in Stafford, you know, be aware of what's on your property, whether it's a stormwater issue, you know, with the fences, or if it's a septic tank that needs to be regularly pumped and maintained. You know, we're always here to help. You know, we do get a lot of phone calls, and where we can help, we always try to. Unfortunately, there are situations where we see homeowners, though, who just weren't aware, and now they have a big financial issue that they need to deal with. And of course, we try to help them through that where we can. But of course, as to Scott's point, a lot of these are private issues. So we're trying to get the word out to people.
Well, but especially on a well. If you don't know you're on a well and you decide, my grass isn't looking good, and you start watering it, and you can run into even bigger problems.
It's possible that you could burn your well out on the extreme conditions.
There's actually, and I'll speak to that for a moment. There's one of the things that Scott's team coordinates. We have a partnership with Tri-County Soil and Water Conservation District. The folks down there are great, and I'm actually on a well. So I used a program that the state has to install rainwater collection cisterns. And I did that, and I installed a pump. And now whenever it rains, I collect about 3,000 gallons of rainwater.
Huh.
And I'm able to use that to water my lawn instead of using my well. And at the same time, I'm providing a stormwater benefit for not only my own yard, but for my neighbors.
I'd like to bounce right off of that. And Jason's efforts, he's reducing the surface runoff. So it's going into the ground, into a tank, and it's not becoming a problem for somebody down the road. Now, the Tri-County Soil and Water Conservation District is their VCAP, Virginia Conservation Assistance Program. And through that program, they offer advice on other mechanisms that people can do. Perhaps it's not going to be as big a project as somebody installing a cistern, but we see these rain barrels that are coming from the gutters, and if we're able to reduce any volume of water coming off a property, there's a benefit to the downstream property some kind of way.
And collecting with a rain barrel is a lot of fun, because I do one of those and do it just to water, and it's a fun thing to do, and like you say, every little bit helps. Do we cover everything in your area?
I think we've covered a lot.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We are talking Stafford County Public Utilities this morning. We will wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Yeah, Council.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Great show this morning, my voice notwithstanding. Jason Towery here, John Brindle, and Scott Ray from Stafford County Public Works. Before we get out of here this morning, one of the things, Jason, we talked about at the beginning was just a lot of the various things that utilities does. Boy, as much road construction that's going on around here, I'm sure that in itself would keep you busy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we'd love to come back at some point and do some updates just to let the folks know what we're doing with road construction around the county. The, you know, a lot of the roads are owned and maintained by VDOT, but we have a great partnership with VDOT that we spend time with them. I know that Keith Dayton was recently on with you and talked about our comprehensive road analysis. We've got some good information now that we're working on from that to begin some more construction projects.
Yeah, so there's a lot coming up. That was a very interesting show as he talked about the various things. And so I guess in the months ahead, we will do updates. Before we get out of here, John Brindle was earlier this we were talking just about kind of the do's and don'ts about you know, how to handle the sewer system in your house.
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing for our residents to try to remember is can the grease whenever you can, and think before you flush.
Yeah, no, those were great things. The other thing is, I think a lot of us have always thought in the old wives' tale about, well, if you do put grease down, just put hot water and that'll take care of it.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, there's kind of a couple different kind of wives' tales like that, but in general, all of them more or less are false. That the only way to really keep the grease out of the system and keep your sewer lines healthy is to not pour it down there to start with.
Well, and Jason mentioned that it's some of it is just convenient sometimes. You just think, well, I can grind this up and that'll take care of it. But to keep a healthy system, we all do need to think about as much as we can, just, put it in the trash.
Yep. Put it in the trash as much as you can, scrape the pans, and then even, wipe them off with a paper towel even before you rinse them. Because, talking about the growth with as many people as we have in the county, every little bit kind of just adds together and ends up causing a big problem down the line.
Right. I think we all think, well, if I do this, it's not a problem. But we've heard this morning that it's more than just me doing it.
Absolutely. Yep. It's everyone working together.
Scott Ray, we were talking about storm runoff. The next, they're talking about a big storm maybe again on Friday. The next time there's a storm, I'm going to think of you and think, have I done everything I can? There are some things we can do to lessen the impacts on our homes.
There are. And as we have these rains, we're coming into the spring-summer hurricane season right now. Hmm. We can be really vigilant in our property. If we have a yard drain, which is a cast iron grate that's flat across the backyard, make sure that all the vegetation around there is mown, because it doesn't take but a foot of grass to lay over and start matting, and that will just prevent the water from flowing through, and water will back up into your neighbor's property or your property. So anything we can do to maintain, call us out, ask us for help.
I guess that's the other thing, yeah, that I guess you all offer if I've got questions on things, or like you know, maybe the drain's not working quite as well, and you know, there's at least some advice you can give us.
I'd like to throw out our phone number for my particular office is 540-658-8830. And if they go to that phone tree at 658-8830, if you have a question about stormwater, give us a call. We have several inspectors, and we can get somebody out there to help you.
Well, I'm sure you're hoping that this summer isn't like last summer with as much rain as we got.
Correct. Don't need as much rain. I am a hay farmer, and I like to have my grass grow, but I don't need it to grow that much.
Well, thank you all for what you do. This is one of the best shows we've done, just because it's just so practical, Jason. And this is all things that will help the county if you do, but also yourself especially.
That's right. Yeah, a lot of this comes back to just maintaining your own systems and yards, but it does ultimately help you, your neighbors, and the county. Thank you for the opportunity to share.
This has been great to meet you guys. Jason Towery, John Brindle, and Scott Ray with Stafford County Public Works. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. Thanks, guys. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it for Town Talk.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.